if you already have a practice with the breath that you like, then you can go ahead and begin that practice now. I'm going to share one of my favorite practices with the breath. I'm going to go through it pretty quickly, pretty simply. We're going to use the breath as an anchor. And with the breath as an anchor, we're going to explore sort of the sphere of auditory stimuli that is occurring in our ears. So you've found a comfortable position. When you're ready, you can allow your eyes to gently close. Can begin to notice your breath. A very gentle noticing. Feel the air coming in through the nose. Just watch as the air travels down into the body. Watch the way it spreads throughout the body. However it occurs to you, allowing your breaths to become gentle, who already mentioned that there's a lot of noise around him. If there's a lot of noise around you and you feel like that's very disturbing, don't worry. This is a really good opportunity to work with that, because we're actually going to be directly working with noises in this practice. And watching the breath proliferate throughout the body as you breathe in. Watching it exit the body as you breathe out. Take a moment here and just investigate the process that's occurring as you breathe, as you inhale and exhale. You can watch it from beginning to finish, following the flow of the breath. You can bring your attention, your awareness to a certain part of the body and watch and feel the way the sensations transform as you inhale and exhale. The breath is such an essential, integrated component of our life. Now we're going to make the breath our anchor. I will share a very short technique to help encourage focus on the breath. If you have something else that you like to use, that's okay too. So either with your awareness or with your finger, trace a triangular area on the face that runs from the tip of the nose to the left corner of the mouth, to the right corner of the mouth, and back to the tip of the nose. Now within this triangular area, as you're breathing through the nose, as we should be for this practice, you'll be able to notice the physical sensation of the air pressing against the skin as you inhale and exhale. The physical sensation of the breath, the air flowing in and out. Take a moment now. Pay attention to this triangular area, breathing through the nose. Notice the touch of the breath. You might notice the touch of the breath in one place in this triangular area. Awesome. That's your spot. That's where you'll anchor your awareness. Maybe you notice the physical sensation of the air in multiple places within that triangular area. Awesome. Just choose one spot to anchor your awareness. Maybe you feel as though you couldn't feel the touch of the breath, couldn't feel the physical sensation. No problem. It's definitely there. So here's a little trick to help feel it. Take 3 really heavy breaths through the nose. Really loud, heavy breaths. When you breathe like that, you'll definitely be able to feel the air passing through. Identify where it's touching, and that will be your spot for the duration of the practice. Everyone's facial structure is different. Everyone will have a different spot, a different preference. I myself like to pay attention right inside the nostrils. It doesn't matter. Allowing yourself to breathe, pay attention to the touch of the breath. And I use the word anchor. That word is very important. We want to anchor our awareness at the spot where we can feel the touch of the breath. We want to be aware of the sensations occurring at that spot where we can feel the breath. Constantly, consistently. And throughout this practice, I want you to experiment with the amount of effort that you're applying to focus, to anchor the awareness at that spot you chose in that triangular area on your face. Too much effort will create tension, too little effort will lead way to distraction. Just the right amount of effort will create a relaxed body and mind and ultimately lead to the cultivation of concentration. Touch of the breath, touch of the breath. as you're feeling the breath, as your awareness anchored with the touch of the breath, let your awareness expand and listen. Pay attention to the noises that are occurring to you right now and keep the awareness anchored with the breath. Try experimenting with where you're listening. Listen in front. Listen behind you, to either side, above, below, diagonally. Try listening in different directions. All the while, maintaining that thread of awareness of the touch of the breath with every inhalation and exhalation. Try experimenting with paying very close attention to one sound. While maintaining that anchored awareness with the breath, pay very close attention to one sound or one source of sound. Now allow your awareness to expand and just give attention to noises as they occur to you. No need to seek them out or quest out in any direction. Just allow the noises to occur to you. Notice the balance, the distinction between your awareness of the breath and the awareness of the sounds. Experiment with the amount of priority you're giving either one. Experiment with the amount of effort that is being applied. if a thought, a feeling, a memory, desire, a pain, a pleasure, if anything comes and pulls your attention away, you can just smile and gently return to the practice. Awareness anchored with the breath, allowing sound to occur to you 360 degrees. Now let's try something a little different. Take that anchored awareness with your breath and bring it down to the center of your chest. Breathe in to your heart. Breathe in to your heart. The center of your chest, not the physical heart. And as you breathe into the heart, listen gently to the sounds occurring to you. At your own pace, and only when you're ready, can gently release the practice, start interacting with your environment again. I encourage you to maintain that expanded sense. And that anchored awareness, try maintaining that. If not for a particularly long time, then just for the duration of this conversation. try maintaining that anchored awareness either with your heart or with the touch of the breath, and continue to hold that expanded awareness around yourself, listening. That practice was a little over 20 minutes. I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to share sort of what your experiences were. This is a practice to help us learn how to find relaxation in meditation, relaxation in concentration-based practices, learn how to find the particular sort of effort that is required to allow the cultivation of concentration, not too much, not too little, to bring us in touch with what it feels like to have an expanded awareness and sense of what's going on around us, but also while maintaining a deep connection to ourselves. Yes. So if you'd like to share, I'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, or I'm sure someone else here would also be happy to. And either way, I really appreciate you practicing with me today. It's always a real pleasure to share in practice together. Vaughn and shared that they feel very relaxed. That's wonderful. I think that something missing from a lot of meditation practices, particularly those that are very tied in with a strong tradition, often don't quite explain how important relaxation is, how important an uplifted mind during practice is. Geodis said that they did some practice this morning on acceptance, and this was a very nice tradition. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, often we try to tune out sounds during meditation, and I think it's really important to remember that meditation is inclusive and not exclusive. And that concentration will naturally become established as we train the mind. And once concentration becomes established, then distractions and our other sense doors are no longer something that push and pull at our attention. And that process that can often occur in a meditation practice where we're struggling to ignore certain things that are knocking at our door, physical feelings, sounds, tastes, smells, sights, thoughts, memories, emotions. Important to remember that that struggle is just as important as any other component of our meditation practice. And to do our best just to allow those things to come and allow those things to go. Meditation is not about deleting our human experience and avoiding it, but rather about experiencing it deeply, so as to understand the nature of the experience. Ocean Garden said, "Thank you for the guidance. Got really relaxed in the middle, although I had a big ball of energy stuck in the belly area." Awesome. Yeah, I mean, if that happens, then try bringing your awareness to the belly area and breathing in and out with it. Sort of let it merge with your environment, just breathing with it, breathing with it. ZXCV said that they struggle a little bit at the start because they haven't done a guided meditation in a long time. I feel you so much. I still am somewhat allergic to guided meditations. Totally understand. They found themselves expecting and waiting for the next sentence, but after 5 to 10 minutes, they found a really relaxing concentration. Amazing. Wonderful. Gamble Moore shared, thank you very much. The practice feels like I'm opening up something, so I will continue listening, but try to go back to the stage where they were a few minutes ago. Thank you very much. You're so welcome. I'm really, really glad. Yeah, something that I try to impart, but easier said than done, particularly in a breath practice, and I did mention this earlier, so of course you can smack me if I'm being too repetitive, but that concentration is not something that you establish or create by focusing really hard on something. Concentration in the context of meditation is something that naturally arises. And as it naturally arises, it sort of snowballs into greater and greater concentration. You may have experienced something like that. And that sort of snowball experience where the concentration grows and grows and grows, it can sometimes happen very, very, very quickly. And it can be sort of overwhelming and can come along with so many different experiences sort of along the way, you know, feelings of giddiness, excitement, joy, tranquility, intense visualizations or spatial hallucinations. So many different things can come. But letting that concentration snowball is not something that we do. It's something that we allow. And when we are either fixated with the idea of concentration or maybe not at all fixated with the idea of concentration, but we're just pushing really hard at trying to focus on something, or else we're not putting any effort or energy into it at all, both of those extremes will actually just prevent that concentration from arising and sort of just create more tension for us. Practice like this is a really wonderful way to be able to focus a little bit more on relaxing and allowing the awareness to anchor with the breath. And before you know it, suddenly it feels sort of good. So you want to stay with the breath. You want to stay with the breath. And before, where you needed to apply effort, suddenly you don't really need to apply effort. And then suddenly you're so focused on the breath, you don't even notice anything else that's going on, even though there are other things going on. And then it just grows from there. And this can be something that if you continue to practice with this noise, breath thing, the synergy. What I will often do is I'll start out a sit like that, a meditation like that, where I'm sort of going between the noises around me and the breath as my main focus. And then as I relax, then I'll over time just begin to let go of the noise and let the breath be my sole focus. Of course, you can do it the other way around. I really invite you to experiment and see what feels good to you, what leads to some benefit for you. Does anyone have anything they'd like to share or ask? Totally open space. You can share or ask anything you want. Doesn't necessarily have to be relevant to this practice we just did. Thank you, Sleepy. I'm glad it's coming through nicely today. I don't have my nice microphone. I'm just using my headphones. Vaughn and Cher that they're doing more and more meditation and they've become more and more aware of their consciousness, and it feels very great but strange. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more on what it feels like? What do you mean by consciousness? And what about it feels great? And what about it feels strange? For those of you who are also typing, feel free to continue to share. No worries. Be sure to move through all the text. Vanen said that it makes them wonder how strange it feels to exist right in the present. It feels great because it's peaceful. It makes me wonder what I am. That sounds really lovely. And I think that's a lovely thing to contemplate in what we are and the experience of living in the present. I think there is nothing more strange in this world than living in the present. Everything is fresh and new, so different from even just a moment before. So very strange. And as we become more present, our assumptions begin to fall away. Our assumptions about ourselves, our assumptions about each other, our assumptions about our world. And those assumptions, so many of those assumptions, we cultivated as a defense mechanism because of how intense the world is and the expectations that were placed on us by society and by our families and by the people around us, by our experiences. And those assumptions falling away can sometimes be a really intense experience, and it can be very hard. But that is the process of growing, and one of the reasons why it's so important to remember to be gentle with ourselves and gentle with each other. I'd love to say that meditation and this process of growth, that meditation can help nurture, was an easy one or something like that, but it's not. It's not, quote-unquote, easy. It is lifelong. But it's truly wonderful. Nikki says, thank you for the practice. I'm really glad to have been able to join a group practice because I feel as though in my recent practices, I'm constantly trying to reach towards a goal that I haven't established, which leads to letdowns. But this practice was lovely. I came back to the present. Thank you so much for sharing that, Nikki. I think that's really valuable for a lot of us, you know, including myself, whether it's something that we're doing in our life or even just in our meditation practices. So many of us, if not all of us, have been conditioned to some extent around a benefit or yield-centered cosmology where we're focused on the end results, we're focused on the gratification, we're focused on the goal rather than the process. And that can be so useful in some areas of our lives. But particularly when it starts to bleed into things like our personal growth and our emotions and our feelings and our meditations, that type of cosmology, that type of perspective can end up becoming the whip which we use to harm ourselves with. Meditation, the goal is in the process. The goal is in the process. Me too, Nikki. Me too. Definitely a process. You know, I think it's also really important to note that we're all at different places in our lives and really to check in with ourselves about what type of perspective is beneficial for us. What was very helpful for us at a different stage in our lives may no longer be helpful, but undoing habits can be easier said than done. And a lot of these perspectives and habits that we hold that are hurting us now were helpful at some other point in our lives. And I know for myself, when I first started practicing meditation, I was very goal-oriented. I was extremely goal-oriented. And that goal-oriented perspective helped me establish the momentum and discipline to establish myself in mindfulness. And it was very important for me. But over time, I've been working on letting that go. You know, even while I have to be goal-oriented in other areas of my life, in my work, that's something that I work actively not to let interfere with my practice and my personal growth. I really, really appreciate all of you being here this afternoon, tonight, this morning, whatever time it is where you are. I really, really appreciate it. It's been really, really lovely. And you can feel free to reach out to me. I often may not respond before some days because I don't come on Discord very often, but I will respond. I definitely will respond. And I'm really looking forward to practicing with you all again. Thank you so much.